We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I am on the road, and tomorrow I'll talk about my experiences talking to 700-plus listeners at the Capacity Crowd in Dallas. I'll be in Orlando this upcoming Sunday. Looks like it's going to sell out as well, so you need to get your tickets at Infowars.com/events. You notice I've been a bit more subdued today than usual. That's because I was sick yesterday and this morning. I hadn't had any kind of stomach thing or illness in about 3 years, but I am back in the saddle today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Mike Adams for doing the show yesterday. We just talked to Josh, who got in on the show, son of our guest, Matt Stein. We're having to hurry up now here at the end. Kim in New York, quick question or comment for our guest.
Yes, I have a question for Matt. There was a program on Discovery Channel, Perfect Disaster Solar Storm, where they showed the scenario of possibly just powering down the entire grid in a particular region, and they said if they did that, when it hit, it wouldn't affect it. I mean, is that a possible solution? Would they have enough warning, and would that be feasible?
It is possible. They do have satellites that watch the sun. Problem is that it's like a huge amount of money lost to power down, and extremely difficult to get the grid going again once it's lost power. So the chances that they've coordinated successfully and make that happen are pretty slim, you know, and it's not something that they can practice because, like I said, it's so expensive and it'll cause grid collapse and widespread economic problems all over the country to do that. So,
yeah, a couple trees knocked out half the East Coast.
You got it. And trees in Oregon in 97, they had sagging power lines on a hot day, and when all the AC conditioners were running, knocked it out from two provinces in Canada all the way to Mexico, wiped out for much of the day. And, it was 105 degrees. My brother and sister-in-law were driving down the Central Valley and couldn't get a drink, couldn't fill their tank with gas, couldn't buy a Coke, could do nothing. And that was from trees.
Anybody who's been in New York or London or L.A., and looking out your hotel window at the millions of people, if that doesn't creep you out, and if your instincts don't tell you this is dangerous as you know what,
yeah,
something's wrong with you. These megacities, especially if they collapse, look out. Good question, Kim. Anything else? Okay, she's gone. Thank you, Kim. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air with our guest. Almost out of time. Go ahead.
Well, Alex and Matt, thanks for covering this. And you spoke of, each of you actually today has spoke of having a vision. And I have this happen to me probably once every 2 weeks, whether it's NDAA or the new flu strains that they're concocting here in Madison, Wisconsin. And I think it's very important for people to pay attention to those. Turn off your TV at night, your regular network TV, and read an article on Infowars.com or watch something on the YouTube channel for Alex Jones Show. And kudos to having the best guest in independent talk radio. My question is, now knowing, we know, I think I heard it here on the show, that the Pentagon is hiring for people with psychic abilities, and mm-hmm. And in that vein, and talking about the corona mass ejections, I was listening to an interview with Major Ed Dames, I think his name was, the most prominent, well, we all know who he is. And he was speaking about his thinking, feeling, and having almost the exact same impressions that you have had. And he's talking about all these nations being across oceans and going to war and on the brink of World War III, and then everyone has to retreat back to their home countries, and all he could pick up was everyone's looking up at the sky. Do you have any comments on that?
I haven't seen it directly, but I have heard the remote viewers have seen a lot of stuff coming from space. I mean, there's people talking about Nibiru. I have been quite skeptical about that. But as far as solar flares, causing mass problems throughout the world, I think that that's a guaranteed given that that's going to happen. Just a matter of when.
All right. We got to end it right there. Thank you so much, Matt Stein. Books available at Infowars.com. We'll be back with the rest of the transmission, and we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. And as for the visions, I'll keep those.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listening all across the United States and worldwide and all the ships at sea. We are live. It is the 21st day of February 2012 on this Tuesday. I am coming to you from Houston, Texas, and then I'll be on the road live here on the radio / video at prisonplanet.tv throughout the week. And we've got all the rest of our great crew, from Darren McBreen to Paul Watson to Rob Dude, Aaron Dykes, doing the nightly news. And I've got a whole bunch of videos and reports I've shot on the ground that I'll also be uploading to our studios. We'll have those as part of the nightly news and the radio show. You know, I could just upload them now from my iPhone, but then I have to do that in low-res quality. And people are like, hey, how come this video isn't super high-res when you're on the road? Well, because I've then got to put it onto a laptop, and then I've got to sit there for 5 hours waiting for it to upload, even if the connections are, quote, okay. And I've got a bunch of video, and so I am now basically debating on air in front of people how I'm going to file these reports. But we got a lot of interesting stuff, very informative stuff for you as well. First off, we do have Matt Stein, who is a design engineer, MIT, best-selling author, joining us for an hour and a half. coming up at the start of the next hour. He was on with us a few weeks ago, and he was breaking down the fact that when technology fails, when we're so dependent on technology, it can cause serious problems for a society, including complete collapse of our industrial system. And that dovetails with all the fear-mongering that the government's involved in, but the government is just using that as a pretext to take our liberties. They're not actually trying to set up an infrastructure that protects against that. Government and major corporations have been building their own secretive and private infrastructures, bunkers, you name it, while simultaneously demonizing those of us that do get prepared. So the establishment is digging in against... I'm attacking anyone who tries to get prepared on their own right. Now, I want to get into the Iran situation, and we've been living with this threat, this intensifying threat for years now. And at a subconscious level, we all tend to just get the idea that it's a foregone conclusion, so hurry up and get it over with. Exactly what the globalists are counting on. Time and time again, they've said attacks on Iran are imminent. The Israeli president has said it. Our Pentagon has talked about it. It's been openly discussed. There is a low-intensity conflict or terror attacks going on inside Iran being carried out by the United States, Israel, England, and NATO on a weekly basis that is admitted. We would cover this 5 years ago and be called conspiracy terrorists. We were just reading a White House press release. See, the White House, to have the Pentagon follow orders, a lot of times has to put something out public to say, see, we're on the news saying torture's good, like Rumsfeld did 8 years ago. Now, take the gloves off. Yeah, so what? Enhanced interrogation. Or the military and others won't follow the orders. Or, hey, the military is speaking out against the fact that they're ordered to grow opium in Afghanistan. Well, as you know, 2 years ago, they just started having newscasts everywhere saying, yeah, the troops grow the opium. It's no big deal. They have to hide it in plain view to pretty much get people to accept it. And the same thing's happening with preemptive war. Dick Cheney even wrote in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC document at the Project for New American Century, the fact that, hey, we need to legitimize to the media the use of race-specific bioweapons. He's just calmly talking about we need to get with the media and legitimize the use in warfare of race weapons. Because Homo sapiens sapiens are all basically the same creatures, but the genetic variations are wide, and so of the sub-variants, there are big differences. And so they've known for more than 50 years you can develop a race-specific bioweapon that, say, will kill anybody of not just Asian descent, but let's say you wanted to kill Mesoamerican Asians, because that's what, quote, you know, people in Mexico, Latin America are. They're really Asians, who then intermarried with Spanish. And Spanish are just really originally Northern Europeans who migrated into the area, who then were overrun by Moors, Arabs, and Africans. So that's why they're having these big race-specific studies. You see with National Geographic, that's a big eugenics organization, where they say, give us your DNA. We'll track your ancestry back 10,000 years. And that's why governments now admit that going back 40 years in 2012, it's now 40 years ago, that blood is taken from all babies at birth. And they tell you it's for a blood test. Now, that goes into a big global DNA database, because the globalists have got to study this properly. And the reason they haven't really released a lot of race-specific bioweapons yet, and they even talk about this and write about this, is that let's say Israel, who we know has worked on record with South Africa with a race weapon back in the 80s that would kill Semitic. Well, most Jews are at least partially Semitic. People are like, well, of course they're Semitic. Well, no, we don't think of the term Semitic as just a Jewish person. No, it's anybody from that area of Palestine, that area of the Middle East. That's Semitic peoples. And there's a whole list of Semitic peoples. And most Jews do have their roots in Semitic tribes. And so if Israel was to release a bioweapon which we know they worked on with South Africa, to kill Arabs. Well, that's going to blow back and kill a lot of Jews there in Israel and across the world. And it's the same thing. If a bioweapon was released to, say, kill Chinese, well, that would also kill most people of, quote, Latino or Hispanic descent, who themselves are taught that, well, you're part Native, you're part Indian. I don't mean Indian from India, you know, Indian. Well, Indians are really Asians who crossed over the Bering Strait. They've done the genetic test. Is basically Chinese. Well, turns out Northern Europeans all. That's why you see Russians have Asiatic features, because that's basically Viking Northern Europeans mixed with Asians. So that's the real problem of race-specific bioweapons. So the system has been working on developing specific weapons that are that go after even certain common derivations that will target even subgroups, so that you've got to be almost entirely African for the weapon to kill you, or almost entirely Asian for the weapon to kill you. But you know, the problem here is I literally have about, I don't know, 30, 40 articles here that I want to go over, and I didn't even intend to get into race-specific bioweapons today. I digressed off into race-specific bioweapons because I was simply talking about how the system wants to legitimize torture, race-specific bioweapons, warrantless checkpoints, every form of classical oppression you can imagine. Every day now. I mean, I talked 2-3 years ago about how the system was taking the gloves off, uncloaking themselves out in the open. Well, now the system, the controllers, that's intensifying on a weekly basis. I mean, in the last 2 days, I've probably seen, no exaggeration, 50 articles without even looking where they say, everything you're doing is being tracked. Everything you're doing is being traced. We're listening to you. We're going to grab the data off your phones without warrants. We're going to face scan you everywhere you go. We're going to arrest you if the camera says you're suspicious and the AI computer. We are launching AI self-aware autonomous drones in America. We are going to inspect your farm, your ranch, your home. We are setting up environmental police. We are going to raise your taxes. We are going to come after your families. We are going to set up a world government. We are going to bankrupt you. We are going to do, I mean, it is just a complete, absolute New World Order offensive. And this is only the offensive before the real offensive. And I woke up at about 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I woke up all last night, and the immediacy, the imminence of our threat, the immediacy of the crises of massive war with Iran, massive war in Syria, Iran, China involved, the immediacy of false flag terror attacks staged in this country as the pretext to go after the American people. I mean, I'll tell you, at about 4 in the morning, I finally decided before I went back to sleep that I needed to come on air today and openly ask the American people to pray to God to deliver us from this and to repent and to ask for a reprieve, because all of the craziness and all of the corruption and all of the problems that we've seen so far are nothing compared to what we're about to enter. And I told you a year ago that when they start hyping Iranian domestic terror attacks in America, you can expect that stage terror is about to come and that the big war is about to come. And sure enough, just like clockwork, they're saying Iran's going to attack U.S. bases, federal buildings. They're dispatching TSA with machine guns, federal security forces with machine guns, of course, harassing citizens when they go into the Social Security offices, you name it. And really, this is a cover for the martial law rollout. The globalists are full spectrum. They're not just going to attack Iran. They're going to attack us here themselves and then pose as the saviors. I'll explain it when we get back. We'll be right back.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the federal government is using HARP to create an earthquake along the New Madrid fault line? The invisible magnetic pulses kill birds and fish. They want a major catastrophe so that can call martial law in America. Those working for world government will stop at nothing to accomplish their desire. Get ready, America. You're under attack from within, and very soon will be from without. When we're weakened, they will attack. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa le viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
So I want to break down the immediacy of what we face. It's very simple. A powerful corporate special interest have taken control of our government and many other governments of the world, and they're openly getting rid of sovereignty, getting rid of any checks and balances that block them from engaging in any crimes they wish. And then they make it illegal to resist them, even politically. And that's what the New World Order is, if you had to really boil it down. It's a global corporate fascist bureaucratic dictatorship. And now it's out in the open. In fact, after the break, I've got some newscasts that the team's put together that I want to air here on the radio show from the Nightly News. One of them is the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, and then that ties in with the Darren McBreen piece on false flag. That's coming up. But I want to discuss the immediacy of this, because, you see, to these globalists who always finance both sides or all sides of a crisis and then offer the solution, and then things get worse and they offer the solution to that because they want to consolidate power, you have to understand that when they attack Iran, that's because the war that lets you shut up your opposition. That lets you get the no-bid contracts. That lets you set up a domestic system. And when you discover that the plan we're currently under is at least from 1982, and Wesley Clark, you know, talked about more than a decade ago, on C-SPAN, we've heard it several times, that he was at the Pentagon, you know, former, you know, head general of NATO, and that they said, yeah, here's the eight countries we're made, and here's how we're going to do it. We're going to start with Afghanistan, then Iraq, then we're going to move to Libya, then we're going to move to Syria, then we're going to move to Japan. And it's not just Wesley Clark saying he was at the Pentagon and they said this. This is the plan. And then you realize they're not trying to go in and kick out dictators and actually, you know, build industries and hotels so we can all fly there and visit the incredible, you know, resorts that could be set up there on the Mediterranean or the Red Sea or whatever. They're not doing that. No. In Iraq, in Libya, now in Egypt, and when they're done with Syria, they're kicking the old dictators out, many of which work for the globalists, and they are putting Al-Qaeda in. They are putting the Muslim Brotherhood in. That's like Al-Qaeda light. And then they admit it all over the news. Just the last few days, I've seen four or five mainstream articles admitting, yeah, Israel and the U.S. are using Al-Qaeda terror groups to attack. And they go, yeah, you know, this is no big deal. And yeah, the West is funding groups attacking from three sides in Syria. And yeah, 40,000 have been killed since the liberation in Libya, and Al-Qaeda is in charge, and they're killing the black Africans that are there, and they're killing and torturing government people, and they're torturing the, you know, the ambassador to France. And people are like, well, why did you do this? Why did you invade? Because they want to screw the country up. The globalists want to screw us up with Agenda 21. I mean, Ted Turner, all of them say, post-industrial world. They want to wreck things. Because when they wreck what your society and your system and your taxes have built, they get to come in later when you're begging for anything and you've accepted your lower standard of living. They just kind of let a country cook under collapse for a few years, like Argentina or others. And then they just come in later, pose as the saviors, and people accept the new tyranny because at least the tyrants will turn the lights back on. And in 2002, I've been screaming bloody murder ever since then, because I warned everybody then. I said, look, they're going to do what they did in Latin America and Africa and Asia here, because they plan it. Here's the documents. And I've been just sitting here screaming bloody murder, trying to warn people as best I can. And now we move into the even more out of control phase where the globalists get to attack the Middle East and Central Asia and Pakistan and Iran, and they've got all the aircraft carriers openly sitting there preparing for war with China, and Russia has vetoed the Security Council move to send in troops into Syria that, remember, 6 months ago Hillary promised they wouldn't do. And she promised that it would only last weeks, well, days, not weeks, and so did Obama in Libya. And then they call it humanitarian to have CIA agent Anderson Astor Cooper up there on TV saying it's humanitarian, oh my gosh, Assad is killing protesters, when Assad is fighting back against al-Qaeda forces that our criminal government runs. And it's hiding in plain view is what's frustrating. But we've got some good news on that front.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. And, of course, I come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And don't forget, every weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. A great team we're assembling there. So even when I go out of town or on the road, quite frankly, the Nightly News is better in some cases. I love the variety. And I finally twisted Darren McGreen's arm into hosting the Nightly News last week. He did an exceptional job. It's an exceptional job. And when I get around to it, we are going to run a contest in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to start running it for video submissions across the country, where the winner will win a cash prize and will then be interviewed, because we're going to interview a bunch of people that give us submissions. You'll win a cash prize. I think it'll be like $5,000 for the best newscast news piece. And then you'll be interviewed to be a reporter at InfoWars. And I think I'm going to do two contests. It's time we get a female reporter. So it's going to be a female reporter, and we're also going to hire a male reporter. I haven't decided all the details yet. I meant to launch it a month ago, but I've been so busy. But we're going to hire a couple new reporters slash anchors and a lot more here at Infowars.com. We're able to do all this because viewers and listeners have supported our sponsors and supported our online video bookstore. You've bought the T-shirts. You've bought the bumper stickers. You've supported the sponsors. Because of that, we're able to continue and expand in the face of this depression that the country and the world has been artificially put into. All right, let me, before I get into all these audio and video clips here, let me just basically talk to you, and I say this a lot because every time I look at the immediacy, the imminence of this, the 2 minutes to midnight nature of it, I don't feel worthy to even be covering this. And by that, it's kind of like that feeling where something takes your breath away, and you know how real it is. And you know how right you've been, and you just wish it was really happening. The globalists have had at least a 20-year plan, and we're now 20 years in. Watch the plan that I saw for 1982, a Pentagon plan working with the Israelis, 1982, of how they the entire Middle East using overthrowing the governments and then bombarding and attacking those governments, backing up the proxies, playing the Shiites and Sunnis off against each other. And the order of the invasions, which they're following like clockwork. And again, this is not the Israeli government. This is not the U.S. government. These are not our governments. These are nations that have been captured by the globalists, England as well, that are being used to expand this global empire. And when Iran is attacked, Iran and this whole crisis that's going to come out of it and the asymmetrical warfare that we're going to experience, whether it's real or staged, the, quote, terrorist attacks are going to be used. Now, let me just briefly explain something here. Because every time I mention this, I see emails or comments saying that can't be true because it's so incredible. This was in Newsweek. This was in Time Magazine. You can just type in, Bush signed order to attack Afghanistan day before 9/11. He signed the order to launch the attacks 1 week from that point, the day before 9/11. In the 6 months before 9/11, 18,000 British troops and 44,000 U.S. troops massed in the stands, Uzbekistan and other countries around it. In 6 months, the weapons, the artillery, the helicopter parts, the troops, all of it, the aircraft carriers arrived 2 weeks before. Everything lined up, and then 9/11 happened as the reason to attack. You see, it's the PR, it's the hype, it's the buildup that lets you know it's staged. And just like clockwork, I told you, they're going to start saying that Iranian terrorists are going to attack federal buildings in the United States. Now you're being told they're going to attack any minute. They're busting fake patsies. They're saying brace for all of this. They're saying domestic groups are working with them. We're going to have highway checkpoints. They're now saying everything for a decade they've been gearing up for. And people are like, but we hadn't had any big terror attacks. Why are you doing urban warfare drills with the military in every major U.S. city? Why are you setting up highway checkpoints all over the country with the military and TSA? Why is the TSA popping up in Houston and Dallas, just where I live in Texas? Why are MPs from the Air Force, Army, on the streets of San Antonio searching people? I mean, this is on the news now. Troops come up to you with sidearms. I mean, I remember 4 years ago, Endgame, or 5 years ago, and it showed troops running over with sidearms, with what looked like 45s. And people are like, well, troops carry Berettas. I know they were carrying 45s. I know guns. In fact, I own one of those. screaming at me and cussing at me, videotaping him. And the bizarreness of it was just I mean, it was in a bar district. Well, it was actually by Madison Square Garden. And they were there cheering on wrestlers that were getting off a bus walking in. And there were troops with guns running around. And I was saying, look how weird it is. And then they run across the street. Well, I mean, it's in Endgame cussing at me. But my point is there's been this giant military-industrial complex buildup. The training manuals, you go to the drills, you get all the sources, and you find out, folks, it's not about guys wearing turbans on their heads. It's not about going after Ali Habib or whatever that the, you know, Team America says. Durka Durka, you know, Muhammad Jihad, you know, making fun of Muslims. It's not about that. I mean, I would be against this if it was for the Muslims. But let me explain something. It's never been for them. It's for people that can skin a buck and people that can run a trot line. Because a country boy can't survive. In all the manuals and all the training that we've shown you here on air, it's about people that are self-sufficient, people that want to be left alone. Because they know rural people live in reality, actually have to get in the storm cellar when a tornado comes, actually can their food, actually know how to shoot a gun, actually know how to skin a buck, actually know how to butcher a cow, actually know how to take care of chickens, and you are going to be the only opposition when they fully collapse this country into staged civil war. And this is a giant plan to get us into a war, but Iran and encircling Russia and China, that's only a secondary target. That's what I want to be clear about here. That's only a secondary target. I'm going to say it again. Iran is the secondary target. Syria is the secondary target. America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, every free nation, wealthy nation that was Christendom and that was the flower of the Renaissance and the Magna Carta, we are the targets. And by every yardstick, even all the academics admit this, governments admit it, Europe, England, the United States, Canada are joke-level police states now. I mean, just joke-level. But it's parallel. You've got these giant police state spying grids, torture police camps, but they haven't implemented it yet. They've masked the force, but there's still the free speech to a certain extent. But they're now trying to sell getting rid of it. And when they start selling it, they built all this behind the scenes, cloaked. When they start selling it, when they start selling the Iran attack, and then Iranians are going to attack us domestically. That's, you know, they're getting ready to attack Iran. When they start selling, yes, we're going to have to set up checkpoints on your highways and arrest people that disagree with the government. You know it's on. When the Justice Department starts saying, we're just going to issue edicts to ban semi-automatic rifles and handguns. They're now saying that last week. NRA came out and said they're going to use edicts to ban guns next administration. And you know what? That's not scaremongering by the NRA. They actually, that's why the ATF last year, we broke this. Local gun dealers gave me the letters, two separate ones. People couldn't believe the letters at the time. They said, but that's not law. Where the ATF came and said, we're going to restrict the number of guns you can sell and who you can sell them to. And you got to call us when you sell a gun, even though they already call them. It's just about you follow stuff that isn't law. You do what we tell you. And so it's now happening, and we're going to have to start just saying no. This is an illegal, illegitimate, out-of-control government, and you look at what the government's doing, and if it isn't in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's illegitimate. Marbury versus Madison. But it still comes down to the point of we got to just start saying no to this. Like they said, it was the law that black folks couldn't use the bathroom or couldn't stay in a hotel. Can you imagine showing up to town and there's no black bathroom and you can't go to the bathroom? So you got to go out and go behind a tree. That's what black folks had to do. And black folks finally just said, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Well, it's the same thing for all Americans now. With the TSA and all of it, we just got to say, you know what? I'm done. You do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to start not complying. And you got to pick your battles, but it's time to really get aggressive with this system. Now, we're going to get Matt Stein on at the bottom of the next hour, because I do want to get to all these videos. We also have the video, basically, of why Judge Andrew Napolitano was fired from his Fox Business show. And the last thing he said on his show, and I'm going to repost on Infowars.com as well. I'm going to have Kurt Nimmo do an article about it. But we're going to air that coming up in the next hour. Just a little 4.5-minute clip, but very eloquent, where he finally just says the whole system's fake. It's all a fraud, New World Order. It's all a scam. They own both parties. And he didn't know, by the way, he was going to be canned when he did that. But that was the last straw. Because when you admit that it's all window dressing and false, like people are now admitting that, okay, it's election fraud. Ron Paul's being cheated. And people are like, well, then what do? You just admit it's that bad. It's that rotten. We're going to go to break here, and I'm going to play, going out to break, Hegelian Dialectic by John Bowne that deals with the problem-reaction-solution. They create the crisis, then you beg for a solution, they offer the solution. Then we're going to come back out of break with a shorter piece on false flag terrorism, and then I'm going to continue. But and then we start the next hour. I'm going to talk about gut check time. But let's go ahead and go to this piece on the Hegelian dialectic.
The global banking cartel has used one tried and true process to create wars, rob us of our currency, and eat away at our substance. This process of control over the masses is called the Hegelian dialectic. So what is it, and how is it being used today? German philosopher George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel devised a dialectic, or method to resolve a disagreement between outcomes. The dialectic is made up of three attributes: thesis, an idea or opinion; antithesis, the opposite idea or opinion; and synthesis, the alchemic process to bring together a wanted change. It is commonly referred to as order out of chaos, and is waged against the masses in many forms. Saul Alinsky, self-avowed Marxist, proponent of the Hegelian dialectic, published this in Rules for Radicals: any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude toward change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they're willing to let go of the past and chance the future. George Bush became the hero of 9/11 simply due to the fact that he was the president, and then rammed through legislation that threatened our liberties as we all complacently stood by and allowed it to happen. A manufactured crisis occurs. Thesis. George Bush answers it by rallying public opinion and becoming the host of the tragedy. Antithesis. Thus owning the crisis through synthesis. Equilibrium is attained. All of the once separate parts of the plan are joined together. In this example, the Patriot Act acting as the equilibrium on the desired road to tyrannical fascism in America.
They're too good at what they're doing. They create the crisis on record. They sell the fraud. Then they say, give us more power. Give up your sovereignty, Europe, America, and we'll fix it. But then it only implodes faster. They make bigger bonuses, but they're destroying their own golden goose. They're hacking it open greedily. Well, it's giving them a golden egg every morning. They think there's eggs inside. I think the point you made of that, because they're on record creating this to consolidate power, they bragged about it. Those memos have been made public by Goldman Sachs and others, but they're going to fry things so badly the bankers are all running to private islands with their own security teams. I mean, like they want to rule everything so much and have just so many digits in their bank accounts that they're going to devalue the value of the digits through their sheer greed.
That is a possibility. And if you look at the Hegelian dialectic, if that crisis at the beginning spins out of control, they lose the tail end of the dialectic, don't they? There will be no synthesis at the end. They'll be lucky if they survive.
Another method to manipulate the masses is the use of two opposing views to attain the desired view. Politician A espouses the first view. Politician B counters with a different view. A clear example of this was the debate over the unconstitutional NDAA bill of 2012.
I strongly believe that the United States government should not have the ability to lock away its citizens for years and perhaps decades without charging them and providing a heightened level of due process. We don't pick up citizens. We don't incarcerate them for 10 or 15 or 20 years or until hostilities end, and no one knows when they will end, without giving them due process of law.
The great concern that we have now in terms of the security of the homeland is from so-called homegrown terrorists, radicalized Americans. So these people, in my opinion, have taken sides. They've joined the enemy. And to have this body at this time, as the threat of homegrown terrorism rises, say no, they can't be treated as enemy combatants, is not only doesn't make sense, and is totally unresponsive to the facts that I've just described.
President Obama threatened to veto the bill as long as it contained the section concerning due process, and then quickly changed his mind before the final version was voted through Congress. Obama then told the media that the version he had signed was revised.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The truth about Israel's attack and subsequent White House cover-up continues to be officially concealed from the American people to this day.
All right. And again, that's a report on just some of the more recent false flag events. Now, if you're watching us via PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this, or you can go out and find it on the newsstands everywhere. Here's a USA Today article on the cover of USA Today today. And it says, in Egypt, revolution is fading, citizens facing a ailing economy and a new tyranny. And it's on record that the United States financed the revolutionary forces and the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, the 32-year dictator, who I'm not defending. He tortured people, he did all that, but compared to what's in charge now, he was a good guy. I didn't defend our government helping put him in power and keeping him in power. The point is they threw him out and are now putting in Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. And the women are all going to have to wear burqas now. And they're killing people in the streets. And it's many times worse. And this is what they replaced it with. And they're going to do the same thing in Syria. Same thing in Libya has now happened. And again, I'm told I've got to give up all my rights or Al-Qaeda will get me. And Al-Qaeda publicly works for the criminals that have taken our government over. And people are like, well, you know, the U.S. uses them to deal with our enemies. The very same corporate interests that run our intelligence agencies are overthrowing our Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're enslaving us. They're paying companies with tax incentives and bailout money to leave. They want to destroy societies. They want to wreck things. They want to be in their armored compounds, and the rest of us are running around outside their, you know, high-tech reservations. They're inside their big armored fortresses. We're outside of them. And these globalists hate humanity. They're not Americans. They're paying us off against each other. And it's so disgusting to know that the very groups trying to start this Iran war and telling those of us that aren't for it that we're not patriotic and we're not tough are the very ones that are going to stage terror attacks in this country. I mean, the head of National Security Council, Clapper, wrote 2 weeks ago, and we covered it publicly in white papers to the elites. But again, I say publicly, it was never on the news, that we need to have some type of stage provocation to attack Iran. And it would sure be helpful. Kind of like the CFR and others have written things similar before. They're openly talking about how great false flags are going to be, and then magically we start hearing Iran's going to hit us any minute, get ready for World War III. Why would Iran attack something here in the United States knowing that it's going to elicit a giant military attack on their own country? Iran has already put up with 5 years of U.S. and Israeli-backed groups blowing up military bases, blowing up weapons depots, assassinating and killing people. It's been going on 5 years. Now it's just accelerated and is admitted. And again, I'm not saying Assad's good. I'm not saying Ahmadinejad's good. The point is that the West wants to destabilize. Because the people that run the West want to destabilize the whole world because they're in control, and through the destabilization, they can consolidate power. This is the message I'm trying to get out to you. And I had intended, you know, this is not a religious show, but I am a Christian. I do believe in God. They say there are no atheists in foxholes, but the atheists tell me that there are. All I know is that we need to repent. We need to be sorry for what we've done. We need to be sorry for being decadent, for not being involved. And we need to cry out to God to help wake people up and to help turn this around and to help get these evil people out. Because, you know, the power of prayer has been proven, whatever you think's behind it. And I just love God. And I just woke up over and over again last night feeling like I should come on air and really just tell people one of the biggest answers is prayer. And I think that when we start the second segment, I'm going to say a prayer on air. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.